I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.
20.
Nice. More damage. So you realize when you strike it that there's smoke from the point of impact. Mm-hmm. But it's obviously severed and damaged, and you are hurting it.
So that's 12 plus double specialization, which gives me plus 3 damage.
Yes.
Okay, so 15 damage.
Okay. So you strike the creature as well, whatever it is, and you see from the point that you hit it, you see like there's black lines that go through the surface of it, and it looks about like half of the total gray that's on the floor is now dull and kind of dead looking, kind of like almost like oozy rock instead of being alive tentacles that are grabbing at him. Okay? And we go to 3.
I went in 4.
Oh, in 4, I'm sorry. Okay, so now they've cut in front of you. So there isn't room for you to get in there and swing your weapon at it. You could try shooting in a gap. Did you have a bow out? Or did you have a sword out?
Bow out.
Okay, so you could try shooting between them. And there wouldn't be, like, you'd go in a spot where there's nobody behind it. If you don't do anything, it's not going to hit anybody.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay, I'll give you one shot. We'll hit.
14.
Okay, damage. It's point blank, so d6 plus 2 times 2.
4.
Okay. Alright, the arrow goes into the ooze, skims along the floor, ripping up the ooze some, but it doesn't get that same effect that you had when you hit it with the sword and its hand axe combined. Okay?
Did the magic button make a difference?
See it, I mean, I'm not sure what I described to you.
It's okay.
Okay, then we're in issue 3. We're in 3. We're in 2.
It's
what? Me.
Stride up, but I still pain.
In 2?
Yes.
And okay. What do you do?
I guess I'll draw Eric and then I'll start to jog in, but I won't sprint because a lot of people are there.
Okay.
I'll be there to save the day if it goes badly for the people who are already the reinforcements.
I'm gonna die in this. I just got attacked by an ogre.
Cool.
When's your initiative?
I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, but when's your initiative in this?
She goes in 2.
2? That's right. Yeah. You got your action. You got your action.
Do you know what you're gonna do? In 2.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not even in
so
it yet.
Saying, right?
so your back can move slightly faster than a walk into the room.
Okay, you want to stand here?
Yeah.
Somewhere?
Poke it.
Don't get into the paint.
Brunson?
Yes, Jenny.
Basil moves to near you with the axe drawn and ready.
I back up.
Okay, out the cave or that way?
Who's outside the cave?
Janny.
Janny, the dog, whose name I keep, Max, the wolf, and Robert.
Sure. I'll come out and I'll say, I think they got it well underhand in there. I'm going to watch out here.
Okay. And
I'll keep an eye out here.
We're in two.
I shall go in.
Okay, Janny's going in.
What's going on?
Okay, you see that line of people. You see them fighting a gray thing over here.
Might lose a limb.
And Brunson is right, or Bezor's right there with the axe drawn. You're in segment one, actually, at that point. It takes you 1 second to get inside. Do you want to do something?
How fast is she going? Because
You're not going to be able to get in close enough to like hit it with your staff. You can try the sling, but there's a chance you'll hit friends because it's awful tight there. Unless you have a spell or some other means, you're probably out of luck. The wolf peeks his head in the door.
Do we know how hurt this thing is?
Nope, no idea. No one's ever even seen one before.
I don't want to use that yet.
Okay, hold your action for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, if something happens before the end of the round that affects you, you'll be able to respond. Okay? And your wolf is looking in the door, like, what's going on? Okay?
In
one, Theon is attacked again. The primary pain is in your legs and feet.
He's definitely being surprised and swallowed right now.
You're
and
being you
take
10
points of damage. Okay? The ooze, while you were attacking it, has rushed forward and spread to be close enough to reach both Jake and Mark.
Yeah.
It is moving and alive, and it moves forward to reach you.
Look at this.
And it begins to just touch your boots and legs, and there's smoke rising. You smell it. And nothing happens to you.
It looks so cool.
And nothing happens to Mark.
We'll put this in here.
Careful, it forms pseudopods.
Yeah. So it is coming out. It's pushing, like, come pushing toward you. Okay?
Mike. I'm not close enough to grab Theon, am I?
She's chained up.
What?
Okay. And then that's one. Janny, Brunson, both had held actions a little bit if you needed to do something. Otherwise, we're going to the new round. Okay. The missile fire in the new round.
We're in the Ogre's castle.
The list
because we're running
fire.
Away from a bunch of goblins.
You can get a
and
shot in.
And then
we just
ran to a different door and we
fire
were crying.
Again.
So we had to
they have pushed back, so they're kind of jamming you up. Because the two of them had to push back when they were attacked.
Problem is, I don't got much.
We'll begin Minor Master Stroke in six.
Okay. Yep.
Can I still try and shoot between them, though?
Yep. You roll a hit. Okay. You're one shot.
Four.
You roll like this.
So, you're playing the game of forest, right?
Okay, that's a miss. Yeah. On a one in there's a 1 in 20 chance that you shoot one of the two of them in the back.
I like it.
One in 20, if you roll one, you hit one of the two of them in the back.
That's good.
It's not only that. It's
okay.
A bit of a
it goes through Jake's cloak. Makes
I don't
a
like
that.
No!
Sorry, Jake.
Gift for my brother.
Alright, and anybody else in missile fire? Okay. Melee 9. Okay.
So you just like, double four.
I'm not that close to him. I can't
know
me.
Now, quick draw is technically
possible.
There's
a bit of a story. The story is not completely at least when I last played it, the story is not completely finished.
Okay. So, and there are, like, you still can draw your weapon, but you would actually go in two places lower than normal. So, so, are you going to dagger the stuff that's attacking you?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll hit.
18.
Hit. Damage. Okay. And obviously slashed another tentacle and whatever. And this is seems to be more of the dead stuff of, on the floor.
Could you and back up if you want?
There we go. That was 9. 8.
I want to go find a bed. In the
7.
Hide in the bottom.
Okay. The, with the short sword.
On our way. Or can we back up? No.
14.
Hit. Okay. So with his short sword swat, the same thing happens again. There's a black stuff plays along, and it falls, and the stuff falls down and begins to look like a slime on the floor, basically. Okay, so that and that was in 7. Is anyone doing anything in 6?
I begin masterstroke.
Okay, so you're going to strike the creature on the ground. I mean, it may be dead, but you're going to hit it anyway.
Yes.
Okay, roll the hit. That's a hit.
For whatever damage I made, plus 1.
Okay. So in 6, he slices a big old gash in the pile of goop on the floor that was about 4 inches deep. Okay. In 5, from this direction, a large creature, it's the old Brunson mini, he's a little taller than this, actually, charges up at Janny.
Janny, you get to do something.
Okay. The creature has a beak.
Is that the direction we came in?
Oh, no.
It's big and furry looking. Has
an owl there?
Can I attack it first?
You've never seen an owlbear, but yes, it's an owlbear.
Meta game.
You know, it's funny because when we walked in here, you started describing stuff. I was like, as long as it's not an owlbear.
Is it an animal? Yes. There are a lot of.
I want to use my flaming. Wait.
That's 4 halves.
I want to use my flaming scimitar.
Well, you can't do anything because you don't go in 5, right?
You said bear.
What initiative do you go
for? You said bear.
Are you sure it's
okay, when I said 7,
yeah.
You said nothing.
Oh.
Okay.
You said
you've been holding until now, so you could actually attack it simultaneously.
I'll use the flaming scimitar.
Okay, so you go, and a flaming scimitar appears in your hand, and you attack the creature. And it attacks you with its claws.
No!
You may roll to hit. And it will hit. Yes.
16.
It doesn't have a factor of 18.
But I roll 1d6 right now.
You're telling me that owlbear has a better factor than my mouse?
Wait.
D6.
Dude, owlbears are nasty.
6.
Okay.
He's going to kick our butts.
Yeah, not our butts. Somebody's butt.
Mm-hmm. It's going to kick Janny's butt. In fact, Janny's butt has already been kicked. She just doesn't know it yet.
She has yet to kick the bucket.
See if it's a psionic.
I'm wondering. Yeah, see if the owlbear is psionic.
Psionic.
Okay. How much did you do?
Melt his brain.
Okay. So the flaming scimitar slashes through the
If it
thick,
was psionic, it either
fat,
the right
fur,
defense,
and there's a little blood, but it keeps coming.
No.
Okay. And he's got another claw.
Owlbears are claws?
Yep.
You
have a whole series of claws,
actually.
Okay, so you took 5 on the first one, now you take 6.
That's
total of 11. And he wraps you into his body with the second claw and squeezes you tight, and his claws are digging into your side. And you take an additional 6. Which could have been 16.
17.
Yep.
Told you, Albert.
It's 2d8.
Okay.
Nasty dude. Wait,
I gotta do this right.
So,
I love the picture.
She is now wrapped around by the owlbear.
I go in.
The owlbear knows my weakness.
I got 15 hit points.
Party members.
I'm gonna strike two more times this round.
I am striking until somebody either stops me or I am
my
thing.
Removing my blood from my body.
Okay.
That's how it is.
That's my only weakness.
Okay, so wrapped up inside the owlbear.
Wait,
the scimitar still has some effect because it is a flaming scimitar.
Freaking bones.
You can't swing it. Are you listening to the audio?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, pay attention. Alright. So, wrapped up inside there, it still has some effect. You can't swing it, but it is a flaming scimitar, so, it will still do damage. Yep. So, at the end of the round, it will do its damage again to the creature. Because you're burning it. Okay.
That works.
Meanwhile, that was initiative 5. And the other 5s. Fours.
Four. Yay.
Jake strikes the slime.
Casting. I go. Brunson begins. Ah, monster! And I cast.
And I do 12 damage if I hit it.
If you hurt me, I only have 15 hit points.
Good to know.
Yeah.
While I'm saving you, I'll keep that in mind.
I'll try not to roll 20.
So, yeah. So you're gonna you'd have to be like this, like half in the bushes.
It's a bear. No, it's an owl.
You realize without missile assassination, you attach the creature.
A bear owl.
She's inside the creature.
It's a bear owl.
There's a pretty good chance you're going to hit it.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's a big giant thing, right?
You don't have control over what part you hit because you don't have missile assassination.
I can target bowstrings, but I can't target
because
an owl.
Because a bowstring is an individual thing.
Aaron, I really want to put you, guys up against a colony of minotaurs. Minotaurs. Tiny little minotaurs.
Unfortunately,
and they kind of like do a Voltron thing if you get like 7 or more or something.
That's cool.
Swords that attack.
I at least yell and say monster.
If our party fights that.
Okay. So everyone is aware that there's an owlbear. It's safe to assume. I mean, he's got enveloped, but it's safe to assume you realize that he has Janny wrapped up inside him.
And then, like, together they form like a CR.
Okay. So you're holding for now, unless
he's a little girl. Look.
We're in 4, right? Okay.
Spider. That's how he'd be, honestly.
Low Moon Adventures is a ministry of New Heights Fellowship Baptist Church of East Toledo. Check us out at churchtoledo.com.
Yeah, what's funny is it's a wizard character, too.
You know what? I didn't cast my spell so that you wouldn't be damaged. You're going to talk bad about me. You know what? That's it. Fireball. I want a new party.
Dwarves. Give me dwarves.
Now that I know the location of the caves, I'll go and recruit.
We're in 4. We're in 3.
4, I do another master stroke.
Yep. Yes. Okay. The wolf is moving to attack. Red wolf to wolf.
Yes. Wait, I told him to stay outside.
Shinsuing the slime. He poked his head in and then saw you get enveloped, and any previous orders went right out of his head.
Oh. Alright, do I have to go again for me?
Yes, he has claw. Well, actually, you only have to roll one claw because then the owlbear is going to attack him and then
murder him instantly.
If he survives that, then you can roll the other claw on the other way.
19.
Okay, that's a hit. Claw. D4.
Thank you. 4.
Pretty good. 4.
Okay. It's gone.
Alright, so you have damaged him with a scimitar, and your wolf has damaged him with his claw.
Please run, wolf. Leave.
No. Okay. No, you're inside an owlbear. He's gonna save you.
The worst in 5th edition.
He's gonna die.
You should have left him at camp.
I think so.
No.
We told you to let him watch the horses.
Yeah, we tried.
You get mad. I'm pretty sure
you were adamant. He must come to be safe.
He'll be safer here.
So I could be wrong. I don't,
okay.
Hey, at least he's gonna eat up one of the owlbear's attacks. It won't be targeting you.
Shifts his bulk around, and you're not sure exactly where Janny's at in that big old flabby mess. And then leans forward and pecks at the dog with his feet.
No!
The wolf, I should say.
And he goes, woohoo!
Okay. He hits the wolf.
The wolf is dead.
No, the wolf is not dead. The
wolf is toast yolks.
However, basically what happens, the wolf reared up on his hind legs with his claw and trying to bite him, and he comes down hard and he hits the wolf on the shoulder, slams him to the floor. That's a pretty hard bite. There's some wolf blood and fur flying.
That was the wolf noise. Not Jay.
The wolf has to get.
Can I bite this?
Well, let me see. We're going to check the growl on the wolf.
Probably not. Bite. I don't care.
You still got 2 attacks.
Yep.
Yeah, the wolf's morale fails.
He runs away.
And he runs away.
Bye, Wolfie.
Thank God.
Does the owlbear get an opportunity attack?
No, because he only has his beak. So.
You pick it up, thrash it around a little bit, and smash it against the wall.
Okay. Anyway. I don't know. Three. Two.
I know what I can do.
That's me.
Sir, I could use
Master Strike.
Are you actually talking to me from the inside of the
outlet? No. Well, okay. I mean, maybe I can try. I'm gonna try.
Maybe we shouldn't have this conversation then.
So wrap your face up like
that. I'm gonna shout as loud as I can.
And then Josh gets to poke her with the needle.
I want to shout as loud as I can.
Put your hand in your mouth.
Then Josh gets to poke you with a needle.
How does that work?
Three needles at once.
I want him to use his fireball.
Keep moving.
Because I got resistant fire. I'm about to use that.
So you're just going to protect yourself and have everyone else in the party get hit.
Smoke's still rising from your boots, but it doesn't seem to be attacking anymore.
Doesn't matter what spell you cast. If it's magic missile.
What is Bezor doing?
Casting mirror image.
Okay. Why? I'm going to be multiple of me.
I'm the next closest person to an owlbear other than Jenny.
Okay. So he says, hurrah! And divides himself into. How many?
Link?
D6 minus 1, I think.
I doubt it's D6 minus 1, because that could be 0.
It was a maximum of 4 copies.
Look it up quick.
What am I looking at?
You're an engine.
Okay,
anyway.
Not it.
Second level?
Yes.
Alright. Anyway, that's your action. So that was 2 and 1. Okay, the flaming scimitar does damage to the owlbear at the end of the round. Roll a d8. I'm sorry.
D4 plus 1.
Roll a d6. Autumn. Roll a d6.
Yes.
Roll a
d6. Seriously, great. Look at that all you want in about a half an hour.
White.
D4 plus
5 points.
Great.
Okay.
Huge undead. 27 strength.
Okay, he's still there. Smoke rises from his burning flesh. You've lost track of Janny inside its fleshy mass completely. In fact, he has it wrapped up and still has pretty well the use of his arms inside his furry flabbiness.
Okay.
Yep. And that's the end of the round, right?
Okay. Yes.
You're telling me he's constricting her and fully combat operation?
Not fully.
Copies?
Okay.
1 plus 1.
I almost declared shenanigans.
See, 2 to 5. I know it's 2 to 5. I've got 3 copies.
This death tree.
Okay, so there are 4 Bezors. All wielding a big tree axe.
1d4 plus 1. That's pretty scary.
My turn.
I got a D4.
It's like CR.
Missile fire.
I don't think
I could do anything, could I?
You could do missile fire. You have one that applies.
So I can't see Jamie, right?
You can't see her, no, but you can see the creature, and you're pretty sure
if
that
I
has
use
her
fairy fire, would it like
for the healing staff?
Like blow up everything besides me?
No.
That's good. I got a good initiative this time. It's not.
In any case, with their continual lights, the fairy fire would be almost like not visible.
At this point, it's like not 50-50.
Can I try a second level spell?
That's fine by me, honestly.
I
want
to try to.
We've got 3d2
plus
a
zest.
Oh, you're trying to use one of your axes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see if I might create, like. Ice.
Okay, no, it doesn't create ice.
What about darkness or something?
One.
Is it an explosion that goes out around yourself?
I feel like it might be something like creating.
Force or pulse.
Janny
casts force or pulse.
Not at the moment.
He's inside the creature.
I hear that there's a tussle.
He has a roar that's part scream, part.
You're in a cave, so call lightning.
Gurgling,
throat
roaring.
I also got tree, fiend, death, birth.
No, Theon appears to be out of trouble.
Okay. Yeah. That might not work out well.
Aware of the tussle behind me.
It is a tussle.
Yes.
Wait, what
in 6, I want to start running to stab the owlbear.
If I shoot the That'd probably make it worse too. I can't.
Okay, well, your feet are burning.
Do you have bark skin?
And?
I wish.
Still active by you.
I wish I did.
Or stone skin?
Theon's gonna be disintegrated. Theon's gonna be disintegrated.
Okay, Jenny, your old character's getting married.
Cynthia?
Yeah.
Okay. And Dawn died.
I don't know who Dawn is.
Dawn died again.
She died again. She has to.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
The character in my party died because they started looting while he was bleeding out.
Wait.
Okay.
What does Charlotte want to do?
Charlotte's going to shoot them
all.
Creating a force
field.
In the hopes that she's not going to hit Jamie.
You can get a shot. Well, but the thing is, there are four Bazors between you and there, so you might hit one of the Bazors.
I'm cool with that.
Come on! Okay.
Not cool.
What initiative are we in?
It's very cool. There's four of you. One of you will die, the rest will live. Unless it's real you.
Then
it's
not okay. Okay,
so it just kills him outright.
Okay, just roll to hit, first of all.
Yeah.
That makes it more likely that I'm going to be
18.
Hit by the real one.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So
good.
You will hit. However, we're going to give the owlbear 40% cover from the four Bazors. So roll percentile dice, and if you get 40% or less, you hit one of the Bazors instead of the owlbear.
Can you just like get a bonus to his AC or something so that 19 still hits?
Nope.
91.
No yes. problem. So you missed all the cover. You did not shoot a Bazor, and you did shoot the owlbear.
What a good eye shot.
And so you do point blank damage, d6 plus 2 times 2.
3.
Alright. So
10 damage.
Roll a d8 on a 1 to 7. Autumn takes the same damage.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Autumn.
I got 15. It's a
1. 1. Mm-hmm. Alright, you take 10 damage.
10.
You take 10 points of damage as an arrow. Comes to the flabby nastiness of the owlbear and
as long as
you
as long as I get out, I'll be fine.
If you survive. I think when you're swallowed by
she make any noise?
Yeah, so that was 10.
Do you make any noise when you hit?
Yeah, she squeals, but it sounds kind of muffled like this.
Is there also stuck in the owlbear?
It sounds like an owlbear, baby.
Yes.
Okay. She's been assimilated.
Probably a little bit of Janny.
Fireball away.
I got 5 hit points.
Now there are 2 owlbears.
Oh, stay close.
Also,
okay, hold on.
When
the owlbear's still alive.
We must
also,
this
if
world of
Jake
owlbear.
Goes to move forward, I'm going to let him know that Janie's trapped inside of it.
Okay. Okay, so she's yelling, she's trapped inside it! And he is still there.
Which right. side?
So we're in melee.
I'm not sure, but I think I hit her with the arrow.
Points. I'm gonna suffocate and
nine.
Die.
Okay, we're going to 8. Theon. Now, mind you, you are basically fully in the back of the party, and your feet still hurt, and there's still smoke rising.
Question.
Yes.
Am I within withdrawal range?
Of Janie?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I get behind that big furry boy?
Do you, does Janie,
have withdrawal?
Does Janie have withdrawal?
Not at the moment.
How convenient.
Yeah.
This is why you always have withdrawal.
She still couldn't get out.
She
was like,
can't.
She's
a paper spell.
Okay, so you start in 8 to cast withdrawal.
She goes, oh, nature,
okay,
please give me withdrawal.
Nature goes, the other 8.
Would you know you said?
You can get the shillelagh.
Okay.
Or whatever. There's a magic club.
A scimitar that's on fire.
There's
something
cypher. Much less useful than withdrawal.
Like cypher. Like gust of wind.
Flaming scimitar.
Okay.
Here's a clean white suit.
And
cast a dust devil inside the owl that you're at.
I might be able to.
I probably
you'll just
can't.
No, I can't.
Your
spell is
going off in 6, and the owlbear is crushing Janny in 6.
Oh no!
Six.
I only got
like
5 hit points!
Okay.
Oh, you're about to be down.
I go in 6. Me.
This
you
is where my character
damage,
dies.
You go straight to dead, do not pass.
Goodbye,
four.
Everybody
yeah.
in this
does
part.
That much damage?
2d8 damage.
Goodbye, brother.
Jeez.
No, no.
What's his minimum?
I rolled 8 on the first dice.
Oh
no. What's his minimum?
2. That's 2d8.
No, it's d8. It's good.
Oh no. Okay. So, how many did you say you have left?
5.
Okay, you take 15.
Oh! She's dead.
She's at -10, which means she cannot. If she bleeds one round, she will be dead.
Oh, dear.
You don't have any triggers in memory?
Minor
heal?
I have minor heal.
Okay, so you need to trigger minor heal right now.
Okay.
She can do
this? Yeah. She's
yeah.
instantaneous.
She
has
what do I roll? What?
She tried to come up with something and she didn't do it.
What do I roll?
herself immediately right before she passes out.
Why two?
It's going to keep you alive.
Yeah, so you've got three rounds. Either they save you within three rounds.
Unless he crushes you next round.
Take her up for them?
Becca did it right before she took the damage. She couldn't do it when she was in Vegas. She'd be unconscious.
unless he continues to crush her next round.
I'm casting in six.
I spell good luck and save.
Okay, so what are you starting to cast?
Sleep.
Alright, and you are going into withdrawal.
I move to attack at six.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
You all are just going to murder me. That's fine.
Yeah, be careful about attacking the owlbear right now. There's someone in there.
Anyway,
so y'all start to go, and then unbeknownst to you, time stops. And you do.
Okay.
You have 4 seconds.
Humanoid creature.
Yep.
Can backstab.
You can, but you can't guarantee that you won't get Jamie. Now, I would allow you if you line up an attack to like hit it in the back of his head, for example.
My arms are good.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to burn a cure light to take out some of my damage.
Okay, that's not 1 second.
Yes.
Okay, 3 segments, which counts as 3 rounds, so you spend 2 minutes weaving your way through the hallway, getting in position behind him. You queue up the attack, and attack at the end of the withdrawal. You're only going to do one attack.
Yep.
You will get +4 to hit.
Yep.
And I'll let you target it in a way that it will not strike her. He's 8 feet tall, so that's a little bit of a stretch, but not too much.
I leap.
Yeah, you can't do that because you have to queue up the attack. Yeah. So you literally have to be going like this.
He gets a rock and stands on it.
Yeah, move a rock over. He doesn't have time for that. Okay,
all right, ready?
All right, there you go. D20. This better hit.
1. 19.
Okay, that hit.
That's sword. Dagger.
No, it's only one hit. One weapon.
Oh.
Just attacking them, not aiming for just their head.
Oh.
This is a specific situation where you're trying to make sure it's a call shot, basically. You're
awesome.
Going to a call shot with your wife.
8. 24 damage.
Okay. So, in the back, you hear him go, hubba dabba dabba dabba. And then, roll even odds to see if you actually started casting the spell or not.
Okay.
If it's even, you did start cast.
It's even, of course.
Well, you put him to sleep, not to me.
It won't work.
Oh, that's right. Well, 90% like
that. 90% like that.
Okay. Anyway, as you start casting the spell, you heft your axe and start to move. You turn that way and start to move, and then all of a sudden, Theon appears behind the creature with his short sword embedded in the creature's head, and the creature sags down to the floor. She's still wrapped up
reach
in the lab.
Jenna, hit me asleep!
Yeah, you're not doing much of anything. You just did a lot.
I go over and I try to pull Jenny out.
Yeah, that's basically what you're doing. In fact, that means you get pulled down. Okay, roll even odd. If you roll even, you took 1 point of damage when the creature fell.
She's going to die.
Roll this 3. You're welcome.
Very good. Okay, so you've not been damaged yet, but she will bleed this round. Roll a
d6. This one right.
Yes.
Two.
Yeah, okay, so she's going to bleed in segment 2. And you'll bleed in segment 2 every round until you're either dead or they save you. Okay? And
I go to pull her out.
So Jake and Bator are rushing that way.
What a waste of a mirror image.
Jake's like, wake up!
Why are you sleeping, fishy? All
right. Anyway, so what phase were we in? Did you get there? What phase were we in? Six.
Six.
Plenty of time. All right. So it takes you a couple seconds to get there, both of you.
Nasty combo. All
right. So that will be 4.
Thanks for wasting my sleep.
I'm sorry.
I was already. But
yeah.
Instead of casting my spell,
he was far behind.
So he would have been, but I was.
Thank you, so.
Yeah, and actually, you need to roll a wisdom check, because when you get there, you see a crowd of Bazor trying to rescue her, and you can't figure out where to get in at. Like, everybody is reaching at the creature at the same time, and there's no one to stand.
Roll a 6.
Okay, so you get up there and go, this doesn't make any sense. And you push one of the creatures, one of the Bezors out of the way, and he disappears.
Oh, he just.
Oh!
And then now there's room to stand.
Bezor is weaker than usual. All
right. Anyway.
He explodes and you just don't talk about it.
There you go.
Quick, the thing's asleep. Attack it now.
Okay. And so that
most heads claimed.
You arrive at 4. You actually arrive in 3. Okay? So you need a wisdom check at -4 to actually pull her from the creature without hurting her.
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role-playing, and yet, let's roll.
Wrapped up.
I made it exactly.
Okay, so that's a fail.
Roll
a
14.
I'm supposed to roll.
But yeah, technically the first time would have just been you anyway, because he doesn't start until next round. So you made it the first second.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got her mostly unwrapped with him there, the two
pretty
of you.
Sure
the four of you reach in and grab her and pull her out. Okay.
Broken limp.
Yeah, she's obviously looks like there's a bone in her face that's broken. She doesn't have her flaming scimitar anymore. She's
unconscious.
No. But she went to negative a lot. So
negative 8.
Yeah.
And then so you have her out, but there's no way you can do healing on her or bandage her before she needs 1 point. So you roll down 1 more. She's at -9. And then you can stop with bleeding at that point.
I'm gonna.
Who has healing that can actually?
I don't, but I'm gonna go see where the owlbear came from.
Okay, yeah. So
but still be within sight of the party.
Yep, perfect. So you go past into a little area that I mentioned before that's sort of like where
I'll
it sort of branches off.
From a distance.
Yeah, I just mostly want to make sure that there's no more coming at us.
Yeah, like a mama owlbear or a daddy owlbear. Baby owlbear.
This made this work.
Wait,
baby
we didn't roll a percentage chance to see if he pushed the real baby.
I did.
Oh.
Maybe this was the baby.
That would have been. Oh, jeez.
Okay, so this
that
goes
like
that.
Maybe.
Gourd. This goes like that. This.
Wait, I need to get paper out and map this.
Yes.
It's never too late.
Napping on the
map, man. Like that. So when you step up into here, you see it goes 3 ways. Now with your continual light, you can see, about like that.
Mm-hmm. Mostly just gonna stand there and keep guard.
Yeah, so you don't see anybody else coming.
Is this part of the
okay.
cave, or is this
so,
the?
No, that's the bushes.
Okay. I'm moving to back up Charlotte.
Okay.
Well, is Janny okay now, or
she is? The bleeding has stopped. She has not received any healing. So, is the ongoing to do healing on her?
Did you do natural blow?
Okay, so she gets 3 points. So, she's at -6. Cure lights administered when a person is at negative hit points only do half their healing.
It's time to camp again.
That's door. That second level healing spell is so underrated.
What does it do?
That second level?
Yeah.
I was told it was third level, so we took it.
That's rough. Now, Death Door is second level. It restores you to 0 hit points.
Yeah, I know.
So from -9 or 10, you go back to 0. Okay? So tomorrow, perhaps. But for today, you have unconscious Janny.
Well.
No more opposition coming.
Need a healing monk.
What is Mark doing?
Yeah,
stand back here still? Okay, Mark runs up here.
Hey, he checks all the hallways.
I got this. You got this, right?
Your character is in the game still.
Yes, your character is checking the room because you were not paying attention. But it's okay, there are no more owlbears.
Good to hear. I mean, man, I wish there was another owlbear to fight.
Okay. With the light and looking around, you can see two of the three rooms pretty much are empty. The third room looks like the room in which the owlbear sleeps, and there is a half-devoured gnoll
in
the room.
I'm going to go take this back.
Did
you say half devoured mole?
No, yes.
How long, like, does the body smell really rancid or?
No, he's obviously eating it from today. He caught it today.
Rest in peace, the
mole. Yeah, that was probably our trusty mole friend that we let go.
Okay. And scattered amongst the bones in various ways on the floor, there are coins. And there could be other things, gems or other valuable pieces that may.
We're going to expect that Jenny will immediately start picking up the stuff once she gets unconscious.
When she gets conscious? Well, unless someone does something, she's not getting conscious. She's
well,
at
maybe. I have
at least for
3
cure light
wounds right now, and that's going to do a maximum of 12 healing.
Right.
I should take her back again.
Yeah. Get her conscious first.
Does FaZe have any healing abilities that we know
he
of?
Yes. He has. He said he has one minor heal left today.
Jake, do you want to take Janie back to FaZe? He might be able to heal her up more. I think he's done healing.
Depends on how far you want to go, because Jan is. He's the one who has the capability. If you want her conscious to do something, he's the one who has the capability to do that. If FaZe has a minor heal, that would not get her conscious, guaranteed.
Well, if you say FaZe will help, can help, then yeah, I guess I can do
now
that.
Now, I might want to combine the two. If you get her up to 1 point, he gives her the minor heal, and she's got her first level hit points.
I pick up Janny and start hitting.
Well, does Theon heal her first?
Unless somebody stops him.
I'm not putting cure lights into that. We aim for the people who are currently conscious, and if we're continuing.
If we're not going to heal her, we're going to check her back.
Yeah, on the other hand, she's seriously injured. Like, life-threatening injury, even though she's not. Game terms,
she looks like she's
not or not. She looks really bad. She's in pain. She's always administering drugs. You just wrap her wounds up and clean them out. She looks like she's in pain. She looks
wait
like
a minute.
Can you do that for her?
You asked me. You said I could.
Yeah, you were going to check those potions. That's right. Okay.
Let me roll alchemy.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
15 made it. 19, I think 30. Yeah, 18 or less.
Can I
buy
donuts?
No, I'm
putting them back in the kitchen.
No, she just
what?
You what?
The donuts. Anybody wants them?
No, I think I'm good.
Eat some.
Did you just want me to roll once or twice?
I was gonna puke from eating.
Okay, one fail.
I'm full.
Okay, so
we could put some in a plastic bag.
With reasonable certainty, you think one of the potions is a potion of healing.
I am certain, reasonably, that this potion will heal Jamie. Should we force it down our throat?
That would be our next plan of action, then.
Okay, and
will that be less effective if she's unconscious?
That's a bold point. Okay. It's going to be better than pure light no matter what, even if it doesn't burn.
Over the lips and through the gums, tummy, here it comes.
Okay.
guzzle.
Okay, yeah, you got to drink this.
We get our funnel and our hose and beer bottle.
Were we looking for loot?
Tastes like red lemonade.
There was a question about whether we're searching the floor, but right now they're figuring out exactly how far they're going to be to try to save it. So.
Try and save what?
Yeah, why are you
Jenny?
Right now we are administering a healing potion in college frat boy fashion.
Are you pouring the whole thing?
Yes.
It has multiple doses or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, I'll try a third of it.
Alchemy doesn't give any idea of how many?
No. I mean, it's not a lot, but like, even a potion for healing can be tiny, like an ounce. You know, it depends on how it's made, what it's made with. If you use really extravagant supplies, you can make it pretty finite. Okay, anyway, 2d8 plus 1. Of course, this is your moment of potential salvation.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. You poured the first third, you realized nothing was happening, so you poured the rest. 2d8 plus 1.
Okay. 2d8 plus 1?
Yes.
6, 13, 3 is 9. 10 points of healing.
Hey,
straight to your
positive
face.
4.
Yeah.
You're like broken and beat up, but you are alive and conscious.
Yeah.
I almost died.
You're
yeah,
well
that's
now.
My first
you
word.
Like
first
4,
words.
8 more. Not really. You're at 12.
Not
okay.
Right.
So she
yeah.
is functional.
I'm making it extravagant. But you're welcome.
This area has been
thank
explored,
you.
Except you haven't searched the floor.
You must take more caution.
Search the floor. I will
number
do
one.
It if I must.
That would be
okay.
Okay.
Four bay doors, search the floor.
Should I still take you to camp?
Huh? Sure.
Robert comes in and
do
says,
you
want
to keep adventuring, or do you want
happened?
To go back
yeah,
to camp?
Yeah, this
with
big,
adventure.
Odd-looking bear
what?
Thing attacking
that's
us.
Ugly.
I don't know what they call them, but...
It's kind of like a bear. An owl mixed.
Yeah.
A bear owl.
It's a, I think it's owl a bear,
bear?
Owl.
A bowl.
A bowl.
That's what it's called. It, I've heard that bowel. Somewhere. It's
sure.
it's a bowel. I've definitely heard that word somewhere.
Like a bowel movement?
was
a
bowel movement.
Yes, that was it. When it came out of the other sea mouth.
The bowel made a movement, yes.
yeah. When it came out of the cave mouth to attack Janny, that was a foul bowel movement.
And now it's fast.
Well, I'm probably
well Janny was trapped inside the bowel.
So you're sitting here like knowing the human anatomy.
It,
it's
so
that's
it was a foul, foul, bowel, bowel.
Nice.
And then we tried making fun of the bowel, and so we were
disemboweling.
So you're searching. You have 3 shunned caverns, basically, with nothing else in them. And then. You haven't gone into any of the like nooks or crannies yet, right? And you're searching, but you're searching the bone scatterings on the floor and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed? Okay. Who's searching? Who all searching? Phasors? Anybody else?
I'll search if there's no opposition apparent.
Money on the floor. Danny's in.
Put up money.
She's like, there might be money.
She's like, I was almost dead 2 seconds ago.
Where's the bounty?
My in my party,
okay, so we got
the character died. He came back, and the first thing he did, he's like, "Let's start a bar fight." And then they went to the innkeeper, and they were trying to barter with him and get a better deal. And he was like, "No, I won't do it."
Okay,
and he was like, "It's stabbing."
Yes.
Is there anything interesting in the ooze place?
Yeah, well, listen to that.
Oh, speaking of which, but now that things have calmed down a little bit, you realize that your boots and your lower pants, leg armor, everything from just below the knee down is worthless. Completely dissolved. Like,
hey, that happened.
Falling off your feet.
That happened to my awesome 1,000 gold piece boots. I know how you feel, man.
Jake and Mark both need to roll a save for your boots, otherwise they also will be wasted.
D20
high. Christian, roll a D20. Jen, smack it.
I heard you.
Okay. Then respond, because I was going to have her
pass it down.
Roll a D20, one high number.
Pass it down.
Pass it down.
Just roll a D20.
Don't pass it down.
You want a high number or lose your boots?
Huh?
What's your roll? High number or lose your boots?
Lose my boots.
What'd you roll?
A 9.
Okay, boots are destroyed.
Is that mine?
14?
Yeah. That's yours.
It's the same thing.
The black ain't really like showing much.
Look exactly. But.
And so they're okay. They're functional.
Yay!
I replace
my boots again.
They're marked. I mean, they're marred. They won't be like the dress.
Wait a second. I'm not wearing boots.
I had spare boots on my horse.
Basically, barefoot. You've been walking on a bone mark and stuff. Ouch! Oh. You walk, step on a bone, and goes, ow! And one of your guys disappears.
I'm asking, are we all close
wait
to
wait a second.
Or are you guys
pretty close.
Good?
Should I have?
That'll be fine. I told my mom
I could be
a little later.
Yeah, I'm not messing with your exam.
Yeah, I know.
It's 9 o'clock.
Right, she said her mom said she can be a little later. Alright, so you're searching. So
I know what I'll do.
Everyone that searched found 2 gold.
Yay! I just died and came back to life, and I get 2 gold.
I wasn't searching.
And you can just keep your own 2 gold. What?
I said I wasn't searching, I was still on the lookout for more
right.
scary all things.
Right. Yeah, so I had 4 people searching. Okay. And then 5 silver.
Ooh. Each.
Yep. And 3 electrum.
I got 9 now.
And how much electrum?
3. 3. Okay, on the search, Brunson found no gems.
Ooh.
Vazor found 1 gem.
I'm the greedy.
What about me?
I haven't had any chance since I was moving.
What about me?
Gems.
What about me?
Yes.
I murdered
Janny found.
Only worth a gold piece. I don't care.
They found no gems.
But did
okay.
you murder
However,
the gold
everyone needs to roll a d20.
Okay.
20!
17!
Hopefully it's not a save.
It is a wisdom check. Uh-huh. Who made it by the most?
What?
Made it by 8.
I made it just on there.
Roll a 2.
I wisdom is 17 on 17.
How did I fail
I guess
a wisdom check?
Do we need to roll
very wise,
under our wisdom?
And slightly enigmatic and a little ugly.
Yeah,
Brunson,
gotta roll lower.
Who finds?
Yeah, I failed.
A scroll.
I didn't want to scroll anyways.
You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
Mine is a bone scroll case, which camouflages fairly well with these skews.
That's all we find are bone scroll cases.
The bones skewed across the floor, because bone scroll cases do a good job of protecting their scroll.
And necromancers have plenty of material to work with.
That's really owlbears. Okay. Anyway, so you found a bone scroll case with a cursed... Oh, no, I mean a wood scroll.
Does it appear to be trapped?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's probably an open.
A single rolled up parchment.
Do you want this back, too?
It's just paper.
If you want. Alright. Thank you.
That's your paper sheet.
Yeah.
You scan it. And it appears to be a scroll like anyone could read. It's not a spell or a clerical scroll. It is a scroll of protection from undead.
Nice.
You can keep that one if you want.
We have a protection from undead scroll.
What's that?
Protection
anybody
from undead.
Anybody can use it.
Anybody can read it.
Protection scroll.
Basically, it's
do they have
a simple
to...
three-line limerick with a couple of attached magic.
Do they have to know how to read to read it?
Yeah. Well, yes. Yes.
It was hypothetical.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The other potion, by the way, you're about 40% sure it's a healing potion.
Does anyone have, like, 2 extra belts?
Can I use it?
Twine?
You're
did I find anything?
I'm asking.
I didn't roll for
you.
You
didn't roll for me.
Okay, hold on. Yes,
2 gems.
Yeah,
I found 2 gems, guys.
All
right.
Get one.
You will not believe what I found on the floor of a cave occupied by an owl.
Bowl.
by a bowl.
I'm not calling it that.
I'm not calling.
What else would it be called? There's no other name for it.
A bear owl.
We were in the bowels of the bowel cave.
Until you see another one, you can just do it. Just call it Janny Swallower.
Unless that one's
Janny Swallower.
Janny Swallowing Ball.
Okay, who got a gem?
I got 2 gems.
Me?
I
did.
Okay, you may draw 2 cards. You do not get to look at the value on the back unless somebody has appraisal.
This one.
I need to get appraisal.
I'll appraise it.
Oh, they look like garbage.
They look like garbage. Who else has a gem?
Me. Do you have appraisal?
1 gem.
I don't have
do
appraisal.
I get to look them? Oh, there's an appraisal.
You can't look around. It's not like you went around the floor. There were 7 gems. You only picked one of them. You just found 1 gem, okay?
Yeah, but I just wanted mine to look cool.
Oh, I get one.
Did you buy one?
No.
Did you buy one? No. Okay, that's it.
That's also probably an appraisal thing.
Does anyone have appraisal?
I'm going to ask that dude with the plate mail if
okay.
he has appraisal.
So you can actually, being a thief, you can do appraisal. It's based on intelligence, and it's at half your intelligence. So you want to
add 10. I gave
him can you say that louder into the microphone?
I'll try it. Here
we
go.
Got that out.
Yeah. Can we isolate that?
That's a 1!
Okay, excuse me. Okay. It's a tiny sphere cut red, orange, amber, and you'd say it's worth about 100 gold.
Neat.
Looks like that. I'm sorry.
Yep. This one. That's a 10. That's a fail.
It is a tiny oval cut brown calcite, and you'd say it's worth maybe 200 gold.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have.
Let me just mark it as. You have a calcite that you think is worth about 200 gold, and you have an amber worth about.
Calcite,
200 gold, question mark.
Can you make me another one?
I want to
ask the dude that we found with plate mail if he's good at telling values of things.
No. The guy that we let go was a merchant. He was pretty good at all that.
What was the other one called?
Quickly, we must hunt him down.
Just calcite and
amber.
Alright, I'll ask him. I'll let him.
Okay, let me see if roll your
what about Tuesday?
Maybe.
Six.
Although, some busy kids that know.
This would be in Cabocon's Hut, Violet Amethyst. You would estimate it to be about 25.
I think a whole lot of time to go.
25 gold.
Here's
where a lot of us
Some kids were fighting over that king.
No.
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure at this point
I
in the year, image
Bezos
has disappeared.
I tried to get a piece and they snatched
it. Oh, man.
Who wants this scroll? This protection against undead?
I'd like to think that, like, they picked up the gem and, like...
Robert raises his hand.
What?
No!
What?
He's entitled to some credit.
I think I deserve it.
It's after him, really.
Because you got attacked by an owl?
Most likely, anybody fighting undead would probably be one of the upfront fighters.
I'm a weakling, come on.
Can you read fast?
No.
We'll call it that.
I'm gonna go try to see if my
I say we give it
okay.
to Robert.
I need to see if my wolf's okay.
Because he's
all right. I can take
he's
it
laying
right
in the bush outside the cave, licking his shoulder, which is pretty severely injured.
I'm gonna stab him with my staff.
If Jake doesn't want it, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Here, Charlotte, have a scroll of protection versus undead.
And it looks better. It's not fully healed.
Like Robert.
I'm gonna pet him. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean
she doesn't have any magical weapons.
No, I don't.
I'm good at fighting undead.
I hope there's... The only thing I had that was magical was my ring that got destroyed in the freaking fireball.
He'll get better.
Somebody should heal that dog.
Along with
everybody's
my...
freaking
yes,
out about Eric,
we should
but I've been hearing a lot
dog.
Of damage done by fireball
the wolf
spells.
That saved, that
that's why it says if I get hit
by
a fireball, I'm killing the person who just made
Mark
fireball.
Almost killed so Janny could befriend it. This wolf has history.
It's in an abusive relationship.
About 5 or 6 levels, this wolf's going to be...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Eric's still done more damage to our party than the fireball.
I haven't destroyed a magic ring... Multiple sets
I
of clothing that was on the people. Two sets of Charlotte's.
Okay, so there are no other exits from this area.
My 1,000 gold piece.
This area would actually, other than the bones skewed on the floor, would actually make a better camp than the goblin area. Because the goblin area has a lot of different directions and things that you could go. Where this area is somewhat concealed in the trees, has fresh water.
Is it really fresh though?
And the rooms are pretty good size. 15 by 40 is the largest room.
Okay, well I need
Let's
pants
go move camp.
Actually,
and
as long as we
have needs pants and boots. You can see his toes.
Boots and pants.
And Phaser actually needs boots.
I have a solution. Jake said he has a bit of rope. I'm gonna cut off two pieces about a foot like a foot and a half long each. I'm going
to
take 2 loaves of bread
no,
and
I had
stand on them and tie them around my feet.
Okay, that's good for now.
Okay, so I have 44 feet of rope now.
Shoe bread. I thought you were just going to cause summon yourself out of legendary pair of boots.
Nah.
He can't give himself an insanity because he's
cast guys out of the horse.
I've lost my insanity.
Believe in the boots.
I'm so happy.
There you go.
Believe, make boots.
I believe in the boots.
Believe in your boots that you lost, your shiny boots.
Okay, so Bezor is
I could
now,
make, if I make phantasmal boots, I could make them look however I wanted. That would be...
Bezor is now wearing bread and rope sandals.
So, typical Bezor.
My feet are protected. from the bottom.
I don't think that tastes good.
It's not for eating, it's for standing on.
No.
And if he really gets hungry, he can reach down and just take a piece off the side.
Well, I mean...
Anybody wants some bread?
Your shoes are crusty.
You have crusty shoes. As long as he don't
crusty.
Get any fungus on it, I guess.
What?
They will soon.
Alright, so are we just going to go on to the next cave mall? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Basar seems a little taller.
Camp, we're going to move the camp.
I think we should go back.
Okay, so you're about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Basar seems a little taller.
You go back to the goblin area
slightly raised.
And move your entire camp up here to the former owlbear cave, which does stink really bad.
That's okay.
I think
in the middle area.
I'm going to switch places with the phase.
Okay.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Sure, because if you're alone...
Well, we're also in a more hidden area.
Faze can stay
now.
With you.
How many points you have?
Alright, first things first.
I'm missing 20 hit points.
So you're at 12? Well, you have as many hit points as us.
Alright, I'm going to cast...
He's full.
I'm going to cast Phantasmal Force.
Does he have negative con?
I don't remember. It's either flat or negative one.
Okay, I'm going to cast Phantasmal Force. I'm going to make a mound of lemons, all cut in half.
Why?
You have to do a proof Phantasmal Force if you want the smell.
I'm going to do... Wait, can I make two things and try and believe both of them? As one?
Only if they would be, like, connected somehow, or...
Why don't you just make incense?
Because I'm...
And burn it.
You can make... Use a proof Phantasmal Force and make a pair of boots that smell terribly strongly of lemon.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a pair of boots. They're going to be completely black, but they have like white trim.
They have like huge lemons
and
halves off the
back. They smell very, very
so
strongly
lemon.
Of lemon.
It's horribly lemon.
You do realize that they will smell, if you are successful in this, they will smell strongly of lemon forever.
Yes.
At least as far as you know. All right.
I'll go nose blind after a couple weeks.
Day sneaking you do will pretty much be nothing. That would be a no sneaking for you.
Alright, so I'm going to try and give myself a negative. What? How much negative can I give myself to believe?
What level are you at?
Alright, I give myself -2 to believe.
You did not use your wisdom bonus, of course.
Yeah.
Look at
that, right there.
And I'd like to try and believe in the boots.
It was in the
cord. Fail your saving throw versus spell, and you have 11 boots.
Permanent leather.
10! I did it!
Okay, so your spell's gone, but you have lemon boots. Lemon smelling boots.
Lemon, you fresh fruit.
It takes a while. But after you walk around a while, the smell in the place is actually getting better.
Check out my new kicks.
It's now lemon-smelling rotted flesh instead of just rotted flesh.
Actually, I think I might want to give away my Ring of Skeleton Keys. I haven't used it yet. And
ring
I'm,
of what?
My Ring of Skeleton Keys. I've never
what's
thought about using it.
You need a lock.
You have that?
You haven't tried a lock.
Yes, I do.
Can I have it?
Sure.
Hey, don't forget you have a chipmunk
that
can pick locks.
I mean, yeah, but...
Chipmunks that not exist.
We also have an elf that can pick locks.
Right.
Chipmunks are more discreet than elves.
It would make my life a heck of a lot easier. Hey, you want a box with a secret lock on it?
Yes.
I know the secret lock.
So you have a box with a combination?
No, it says iron box, secret lock. That's all you told me to write it down as.
Okay.
I don't know.
We bought it in the marketplace.
Yeah. No, I thought it was like out of like a wagon or something that was overturned like a long, long time ago.
Oh, with all the vultures?
Okay.
The one with all the vultures when the town is disappearing.
Okay, so you have an iron box with a secret lock.
Yeah. And you got a ring of skeleton piece.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that is where it's from. That was like we found that in the back of the wagon. We were trying to open it while we were...
Where did you get the ring of skeleton piece?
I don't know. I just had it for a very long time and I never got rid of them.
She procured it.
Okay, so I can just use it to unlock
doors. Try, and there's a chance.
What is it? An iron box?
An looks unlocked, but then when they try to open it, they can't open it.
Wait, let me see the skeleton keys, just in case.
It doesn't have a lock. He tells you where out of work the secret lock. So you can open it.
Quite interesting. I just
that would be a useful place to store anything you didn't want to get destroyed by a fireball.
Like a chipmunk.
You just lock your chipmunk in the secret box.
If you're going to combat, you can put your chipmunk in the box.
Wait,
like a little bed
did she make a safe
food
for the chipmunk to get hit by the fireball?
No, because it was inside her room. But she never got hit by the fireball.
Yeah, she didn't
get back. She did it.
Oh, okay.
But before when she got back, in fact, it was inside the clothes, wherever they did go. So.
Fireballs, man. More damage right, than air.
Here we go.
We need some experience points.
Move in the camp.
I need a train.
I almost died.
Alright, we lose camp.
Okay, so about 2 o'clock in the morning, you have moved your camp to Owlbear Central. It smells like rotted flesh and lemons.
I'm slightly tired.
The horses are a little nervous about the smell of rotted flesh.
It's okay, it smells like lemons.
A little nervous about the smell of lemons.
Don't worry, it's just lemons.
Okay, that calms them down.
I don't think Granite is nervous. Lemons don't scare him.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, here we go, here we go. We're ending very soon.
As he furiously taps his smartwatch to try and figure out what time it is.
Did I ever find out what the bird that, or the flu?
Want to go to the next one?
Yes!
Quickly.
Okay.
If you're about to die, we'll stop.
If you die next time.
Cliffhangers.
Yeah, we'll go pick up fighting and cause a cliffhanger. That'll be good. Okay.
Who's first? Charlotte?
Sure.
Dion?
Mark. I've on
light
I've
or no light?
Mark.
If it's
no light.
It has to be if there's no light, then Dion has to be first.
I'm
going
first.
Definitely light. Light.
I'm
only down 10 now. So. I'm at
34. Okay.
You also have practice with the gun,
though. Is that
Dylan in the middle?
He didn't practice long and you guys did, dude.
No, I didn't shoot the clear one at all.
He did one. He shot one magazine.
Who's on the left?
Here, I don't know. They lost mine, so.
That one's mine on the left.
Oh.
I don't really
care
that much. It wasn't my dream.
That one wasn't too bad.
The top four, I was actually aiming for the top red one.
Are you paying attention?
And then I realized that was a mistake, so I should just shoot the middle one more.
Okay, go. Right.
Right? Right here? Okay.
Charlotte's going to follow with the continual light.
Okay. How close? Far enough that he's in the dark?
From 20 feet?
No.
That's pretty scary.
Okay. Part of that you're annoying him and he's in the light.
Yep.
I turn around and I slap her and I continue to look more.
Do you really...
In my head.
Do you really want to step on another slime creature?
I turn around and with hatred of 530.
Do you really want to step on another slime creature?
I think I'd have better luck doing it if you weren't blinding me.
Fire pit!
It smells like lemons
exactly.
In here.
You have a better chance of stepping on the slime creature. Blinded.
Take about 15 feet.
He probably will be safer in the dark.
Continual darkness, boy!
Then he's walking around in daylight. He's not going to sneak up on anybody walking around in daylight.
That's okay.
I'm a lot more effective when people don't know I'm coming. So let's not...
But we're a lot more effective when we know...
If you step on another slime creature, I'm not saving you.
Alright, he can go that way, we'll all go this way. Sound good.
Okay.
So, I'll fall back then.
Look, there's your crossroads. We can all go one way, he can go the other way.
Wahahaha, you're dying, it's now cursed. It's a really good idea. Or I can roll an 18, a 19, and a 6.
That door.
There are two doors.
Two doors.
I go right.
And this way slopes downhill.
I'm going to try and silently open the door. Is it locked?
These are not doors.
Mapping this phase?
He's not there.
Oh, yeah, I was supposed to be mapping it, but I'm not there yet. Is this a different cave?
Yeah.
Alright, flipping.
Alright,
looking for the gun
I'll map it as soon as I pass through.
There are two doors.
One.
The one on my right locked.
One.
Step up and check to see if it's locked. It is not locked, however, it is stuck.
Is the straight ahead one locked?
Is this where he came in from?
Yes.
That's the cave mouth?
I said good day, sir.
Nice.
No, it is not locked. It does have a lock, and you have to kind of turn the handle gently to see whether it's locked or not, and it is not locked.
Is there any noise?
No.
Can I look through the lock hole?
You squat down to...
I don't really have to squat down most likely.
Imagine fighting like this.
He leans his neck
I would
down.
Probably be
squatting,
so I probably can't.
There's beyond the door is a short hall.
He's like,
yeah.
You know that one song you showed me earlier? I ended up downloading it.
Tell that there's at least one, possibly two, human-sized individuals in.
Can I tell their weight?
Yes, because one of them walks across in front of the little hallway, and the other one's standing or leaning in the background.
Okay, so go to the other door. Does that have a keyhole?
No, it doesn't have a lock.
Stuck door.
And also be clear, this is all very worked hallway.
Worked, meaning there's
like
a lot of
clean, neat stone. Paved.
Can I tell if there's a lot of like
not rough
movement through this area?
That's it.
The tracking? It's well maintained. That's about what you tell.
Okay.
And you went there.
So you come back.
How far behind it? Jenny, how far in behind is Charlotte? This is how far he's gone. This is where you started at. These are 10-foot squares. So starting here, your light would fill this whole area. And he went up there.
Just enough so the light's not shining on him.
Okay. So where is Jenny?
We're about to back up, so.
Okay, and then he comes back and you see him. So then do you go back?
No, because I figured that he's coming to talk to us.
Are we all with Charlotte?
Or
just
like,
not my original.
Up to you guys.
I want to be with Charlotte.
Have you ever seen the show Cowboy Bebop?
No.
What's up, Buttercup?
One, never call me that again.
Hey, Buttercup.
Oh, she just forgot how to get under your skin. Where do you want Jake?
Right
And this
is totally short jokes.
Right around the skin all of the dome.
Unless they ask me to be in the back.
What's up, short stack?
Well, that's better.
I called you pancakes.
It's your funeral.
I can take her.
What can you take? Her and
her
hands over.
Okay.
Just like an archer.
First of all, with the... How far does the light go?
60.
Well, everyone in both of those rooms now goes to here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Colin.
It's barrier stopped, so it doesn't like fill the room beyond the door.
I will whisper to her.
Crack. If there was a crack under the door, they might see light outside the door.
I will whisper to her. There are people in there. Let's don't know what to do that. Let's open the door and find them.
Like human people or
human sized. We can't figure out exactly. Let's open the door and talk or fight. I was looking through the keyhole. Probably didn't even have to crouch to do that. If you're not careful, you won't delve this dungeon by yourself.
Cool.
I know, I can bring Jake with me.
I've been fighting everything you come across and not knowing it's there. Anyways.
Seriously, we're gonna have this debate right now.
I'll just shine the light on it.
Look. I'm trying to find a way to get these people out of that room without having to
open the door.
Okay, this door right here opens.
I quickly slam myself against the
door. And what you see, standing framed in the doorway, is what you could only describe, having encountered them before, as a cultist.
Uh-huh.
White robes, holy symbol.
And short.
Okay. Everyone needs to roll for surprise.
So I'm guessing I wouldn't have enough time to hide before they open the door.
Well, you just opened the door, you were standing there.
Well, this is not my issue.
It is, because you did say you were hiding before you opened the door. But these cultists are not surprised.
I don't think I'm surprised.
You have better luck.
No.
Who's that?
We're going to set this
my
up.
My second character.
Okay,
he's
so.
He's first level. He's negative. First,
well, let's just do this. Everyone roll for surprise. If no one's surprised, we'll stop right there.
I'm not surprised.
Brunson, want to check surprise. Roberts, all the way in the back. He's not surprised.
Three.
Want to roll a d6?
Roll the d6! Roll high!
He's not surprised.
Everybody rolled a
so no one's surprised. Alright, so the cult is not surprised, no surprised. So this is what we will come back to at this point. In the new cave area, well worked stone. This guy looks like the cultists that you've been dealing with. He's dressed in white, blue trim, and so on.
I'll go,
I killed your cleric!
You're about to jump out of my
head. Your war cry.
I killed your boss! Right now?
Yeah, we're done for the night.
Yay.
Good, because my stomach is so sick.
I'm going to go to sleep in the van.
Sorry, people.
You're really fed up with
sorry, people in California. You had to hear that.
What's up, Doc?
So this has been the short session of Lower Level Low Moon that took place after Christmas Chaos at New Heights. We will reconvene the first Sunday in January. The first Sunday in January, so we're going to take a three-week break. It's hard. Unless, of course, it just happens that we can squeeze in something over Christmas break when people are off school. But unfortunately, most of us have real jobs, so we'll see how that goes.
Christmas Day.
Oh, no.
All right. So,
not in the morning, at night.
For you people that are listening in Iowa, it's been good to have you today. Thank you for rooting for Jenny when she almost died. And God bless you.
Stay tuned for more Low Moonian adventures.